Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Happy opening day. Let's talk. I love this guy. Let's talk to Rob Dibble, longtime former MLB pitcher, radio host, baseball analyst on Twitter at RobDibble49. Dibs, good morning, buddy. I know it's spring. If the groundhog, what is it, doesn't see a shadow, whatever, or I get to talk to you.
Dude, it's 35 and raining here in Connecticut.
What?
I think these games are already postponed.
35. So you've lived in L.A., so I won't even tell you what the weather is here. You know
it's probably
here.
80 and sunny and hadn't rained in a year.
No, it's cold. It's 72 and it rained 7 days ago. We're in shock. But it's 72 and sunny. Rob Dibble on the show. Dude, I hate to start on a joyous day with a topic that's anything but joy-filled, but I gotta start with Shohei Ohtani with you here. There's so many ways to go. I'll let you just go where you want. What do you make a few days in of this bizarro scandal?
Well, let's just start with what we don't know about this guy. We don't know anything. he's kind of like a recluse. This iffy guy is his only really go-between his world and our world. And I guess this guy wasn't just an interpreter, Bill. He was his trainer, his gopher. He was his limo driver.
Right.
You know, Ippy was driving this guy around this whole time with the Angels, and I guess Ohtani didn't even have a license till last year. Who does that? Who comes to a country for six? If I had gone to Japan to play within a year, I'd start learning the language, and I'd already have a license, and I'd start assimilating to their culture. So this guy has remained kind of Japanese in our culture. And doing things his own way. Now, Dave Roberts, to his credit, said, no, listen, we're not going to do what they did with the Angels. He's not going to be on his own program. He's not going to show up when he wants to show up and just do his own routine. And I've always hated guys like that because you're a family. Everybody does everything together. You stretch together. You go out together. Why do you think we won a championship? You know, we're a family. I'm still best buddies with O'Neill and Eric Davis and Larkin and Norm and Joe Oliver and all. I talk to them weekly and daily. So, to make it seem like, you know, this is just a job, it's not. It's not just a job. We've done it all of our lives. I'm still coaching. I'm still trying to help kids get to college. So this guy is a businessman first. Let me just get into, like, some of his off-the-field stuff. So Eduardo Perez told me, this guy makes $60 million off the field. I don't believe that. I think it's more like $75 or $100 million in endorsements off the field. Because who else can defer $700 million contract, $680 of it? This guy's making money hand over fist. Let's get back to Ippy. This guy's your best friend. You're going to tell me that you didn't learn until last Wednesday that this guy had a gambling problem? Please. Listen, I was there for the Pete Rose deal. I watched a lot of this stuff transpire, and I was only there for a half a year watching a lot of this stuff in spring training all the way through the season where guys are running in and out, Bill, finding out scores of different games and stuff like that. I mean, this has been going on since I got to the big leagues in the 80s. And to make it seem like, you know, this guy had no idea that his buddy had a gambling addiction in the millions. Now, I've heard this guy makes $300,000 a year. That's fine.
Right.
Let's say a half a million. If you're making a half a million, you're not gambling millions and getting away with it with bookies. So then let's get to the bookies. I grew up with guys like this. I grew up in Connecticut with drug dealers, bookies, guys that are in organized crime. So they're not going to let you get away with that much money, you know, that you owe them without something drastic happening. This is what brought down Pete. He owed two different bookies, let's just say $250,000 each, wasn't paying off. They were threatening his family to the point where they were like, the bookies went to the government. What organized crime figures go to the government?
Right.
So this is where I'm at with Shohei. I don't believe anything he's saying, but I also don't believe Major League Baseball will do anything. And let me say one more thing. The Dodgers have a history of making marriages with bad people. Let's go back to Puig. You can go back to Urias, Trevor Bauer. Now we got Shohei. This is a nightmare PR scenario for opening day.
I mean, dude, it is. That is so well said. Rob Dibble hanging out on the show. You hit on all of that, and I want to get to the actual opening day, but I have one more Shohei Ohtani question for you, Dibs. And that is, and I know that there's so much more wealth in your game and all the games we talk about here on the radio that you talk about on the radio than there was when you were playing. But guys still made a lot of money. Based on your experiences and your inside knowledge of having been an MLB player, do you think it's conceivable, and I'm with you on my skepticism, but can you give people insight on these guys who have all this money and the idea that they would just give access to their bank accounts, that they would be play loose and fast with their passwords with guys they trust? Is that also something you saw, or does that strain credibility for you as well?
With their money, but they was going back to their agents. And I could say, like, you know, my agents were lawyers and accountants. My first lawyer was a CPA, so Eric Goldschmidt. And he was like, listen, save 2/3 of your money. You know, don't do card shows and not pay taxes. And you remember the whole Daryl Strawberry thing. My ex-wife actually kept Eric Goldschmidt out of prison because she testified in that federal case and said, listen, no, Eric always said pay your taxes on card shows. And this is after we won the World Series. We did tons of card shows and stuff. And you're paid like $5,000-$10,000 in cash. These guys like Strawberry and other guys are making $50,000. $100,000 in cash. So let's just go back to that. You're not allowing people into your bank account if you're smart. Now, I know Robbie Alomar had people stealing money from him. I know a lot of other people, but that was usually your agent paying your bills. And a lot of those agents offer that thing. Now, a personal friend, absolutely not. None of my I've got some really close personal friends that I've known for years, including Norm Charlton that I roomed with for 7 years. Norm and I wouldn't trust each other with our PIN numbers. And I love him like a brother. So to make it seem like this guy could take $4.5 million out of your bank account, and then you find out about it because somebody came to you and said your people said, "Well, this guy took money from you." No way. I don't buy any of that. But again, I'll go back to whether it was the Astros cheating, Manfred let them off. Whether it was Biogenesis and A-Rod, Bud Selig let them all off with immunity. You can't destroy the game. And the integrity of the game by suspending players. So I don't feel they'll suspend this guy. Now, football's a little different. I could historically go back to look up Paul Hornung and Alex Karros. They got suspended for a year for gambling on football. Michael Jordan, he was basically forced out of the game for a couple of years for all his gambling stuff. So it's not just gambling on baseball. It's involving organized crime. And I'll finish with this. I was a player rep, and every spring there's two huge rules in baseball. The PEDs, but even bigger is gambling. You walk into any locker room, there's a huge banner, like ceiling to floor. Do not be around gamblers, organized crime, anything that has to do with gambling. It's not just on baseball. So they would bring in, so they come to me, Major League Baseball Security comes to me, and they go, Rob, we want to bring in these guys and do a little hour seminar with the players. They would be from the Gambino family. The Colombo family, they would be from the mafia families. These were informants on how you get involved with organized crime. Just having dinner with them, you're involved with organized crime. So I'm very well aware with how you get involved with organized crime. Going back to my childhood days, to my marriages, to even these people that I know even now that extort money from people, Bill. So it's just to make it seem like the more money you have, the more problems you're going to have because you have to insulate yourself from the outside world. And it's to make it seem like this guy, who's the most guarded guy, you didn't even know his wife's name. You didn't know his dog's name. He's going to give out his PIN number to Ippy. Come on, be serious.
Rob Dibble, who could have been the Dos Equis man, and you should hear some of the other stories that this man can tell hanging out here on CBS Sports Radio. Dibs, a couple baseball questions for you beyond the Ohtani madness, the craziness. I appreciate the candor and the perspective. Outside of the Dodgers and the Braves and the Yankees and whatever other big dogs I'm forgetting, are there any teams that are piquing your interest that there aren't always surprises in baseball, but Baltimore was surprising, I think, to the casual fan last year. Any teams you got your eye on in that respect?
Well, absolutely. I think the Royals are going to make some noise. I think they've gotten better. I really, really like the Diamondbacks, man. They've got the highest payroll they've ever had at $175 million. They got in there late on Jordan Montgomery. So I like the Giants. I think the Giants have made some inroads with their pitching. Now, Robbie Ray is not going to come back for a little bit. But once he gets healthy and all those guys in that rotation get healthy, watch for the Dodgers. But that's like the AL East and the National League West are two of the toughest divisions. And like we saw last year, if you just make the wild card, if you can make the wild card, let's just say the Blue Jays look great too. If you just make the wild card, it's like the NCAA tournament. You could go all the way to the finals. It's just if you get on a good run. And I think that a lot of these teams are starting to get it. You have to set yourself up for the playoffs before just the regular season. A lot of these teams are great. Yeah, hey, let's win 100 games and get beat in the first round of the postseason. No, you don't want to do that. You want to build as much as you can off-season to build for the postseason so that at the trade deadline, if you have an injured shortstop or you have an injured center fielder, you can go trade for those guys and fill holes. You don't want to try to build a postseason roster in the trade market.
Rob Dibble hanging out here on the show. And in that respect, Rob, what did you make of some of the very late signings, including some big-name pitchers, a lot of Scott Boras clients? It just the free agent market seems bizarre. Is the model broken? What is going on in baseball as teams try to build their rosters? Sometimes it feels
Boras
like
always overinflates his clients. Being here on the East Coast, remember J.D. Martinez, Boras was out there. He's worth 210. He signed late for 110 with the Red Sox. And J.D., by the way, just signed with the Mets late and should have signed early. But again, when you're overinflating numbers or you have guys that don't want to play in certain situations. Snell did not want to play with the Yankees. The Yankees made a quick $150 million offer to this guy. He didn't want it. Did not want to pitch in the Big Apple. So that's why he took a late deal. Some of these other guys, I don't want to say collusion, but it's more like we can control the market because you're finally getting wise to you can't give pitchers 10-year deals. You can't give pitchers 8-year deals. They get injured all the time. That's just the way it's going to be. So I think some of these teams wised up, stopped throwing $300 million around. I don't know what this Yamamoto guy is going to bring to the Dodgers. I think that could end up being a bad deal that bites the Dodgers. But I think with a lot of these other teams, 2, 3, 4 years, very reasonable deals and team-friendly deals. So some of the late signings was really overinflation. I don't think it was that the market wasn't going to bear them to make $300 million. I just think teams are getting smarter because these analytical people are also have doctored, PhDs in economics. And they're like, listen, you're stupid if you give somebody $300 million and their elbow breaks after 3 years. Look at Gerrit Cole right now. I mean, a lot of this stuff that you cannot control. And so when you're talking about some of the best pitchers in baseball, DeGrom, Cole, any of these guys that are Max Scherzer, Verlander, all these guys that blow up as they get older, I wouldn't give them a bunch of money either. So I think it's a little bit of both. Overinflation and the market it's getting smarter.
Dibs, last one for you. I love talking to you about anything, especially baseball. Give me your way too early. It's ridiculous to ask, but I guess I have to answer. I'm on a radio perspective on who is going to be in the World Series, what feels like 2 years from now, but it is just in October.
I think the Braves.
Okay.
And, oh, God. if you had to pin me down on this, I'll say the Mariners.
Okay. Look at that. What about the Dodgers? Are they? I mean, is it like NLCS run that just comes up short?
The Dodgers win 100 games. I think that. But here's the thing: it's like the Yankees. Everybody hates them. So you're more invested in wanting just to funny. Win that series over the World Series against them.
Everybody does hate them.
Everybody that hates is them. True. The way they spent $1 billion on two guys. I hate them, and I'm not even playing.
I would hate them, but my kids love them, so I'm sort of in that vortex. Rob Dibble, my friend, happy opening day. Love the candor on Ohtani. You got to write a book, bro. I mean, you've told me some of these stories on the air and just in general. You got to write a book on your life. Thank you for giving us a few insights into the Rob Dibble experience.
You write it. I'll tell it.
Done. Let's find a publisher. I'm on it.
Sounds good.
All right, player. Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
All right, man. You too, bud. Rob Dibble hanging out on the show. I think it's a good idea. I had one Hall of Famer tell me he wanted me to write his book, and I never heard from him again. He just never did a book. I mean, I heard from him again, but not on that. Would people buy a Rob Dibble book?
Yeah, if it's going to be honest like that.
Well, who was the famous Iowa Hawkeyes quarterback back in the 80s? You won't know, but he was super famous, and I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. And he was a sensation, and he went to the pros and didn't really make it. And Dibbs told me, but he was like, you know, a household legend for my family where we are from. And Dibbs told me a story about how they were in Iowa City or Cedar Rapids or somewhere for spring training, or no, for the minors, and they basically were dating all of the Hawkeye players' girlfriends, and the Hawkeyes came back from summer break, and they got in a huge bar fight. Is it Chuck something? Couldn't find it, could you?
Chuck Long.
Chuck Long, I cannot believe I could not pull that name. Don't know if that story's true. I just know Rob's told it to me. All right, let's do this. Buy or sell coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
My son yesterday asked me what a virgin was. It's a state in these part of America when you put an A on the end. Sort of. I think there's some other spelling adjustments that are required.
On CBS Sports Radio.
I know you're making fun of me, but you're not letting your imagination run wild. It's just interesting. Big old pear is hanging there. We got some bizarro breaking news. So, you may know that there was a long-running sale of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Glenn Taylor was, and I guess will continue to be the owner, Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez. You know, A-Rod, you're going to lose J-Lo and the Timberwolves in like the same sort of cycle? That is brutal. Those two gentlemen had agreed to buy a majority stake in the franchise for reportedly $1.5 billion. This was like 3 years ago, and they were going to pay in installments. They were supposed to close on Wednesday. And then a press release came down saying that the 90-day window to exercise the purchase agreement had closed. There's a bunch of weird jargon that doesn't make any sense, followed by the Timberwolves and Lynx are no longer for sale by the former and I guess current and continuing owner of the team. I get to talk about this on CBS Sports HQ in 38 minutes, and I have the exact same amount of information probably then that I have now, which is I don't know what's going on. This is super weird. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not even sure Glenn Taylor knows what's going on based on his statement. So, Timberwolves, but as I understand it, probably better understand it pretty well in 37 minutes, these guys already put money down. Like, they didn't, so they own a piece of the team, but they don't own the 51%. What is happening? It's a good question for me.
I'm going to watch that HQ hit live.
I don't want to do it.
Bill, your thoughts? I don't know.
Well, we have a connection issue. You know what I'll do? On HQ, I'll do what I'm about. I'll throw it a buy or sell, and they'll be like, what? I'll just say, you know what, guys? Here's the deal. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at Wesley Financial Group.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, it's a homecoming of sorts for Jadeveon Clowney. He's signing a 2-year deal with the Panthers that could be worth up to $24 million. Now, Clowney grew up about 25 miles from the Panthers stadium, and he, of course, played his college ball at South Carolina for the Gamecocks. The former number one overall pick is on his sixth team, entering his 11th season in the NFL. He has 52 and a half career sacks in 126 games played. So I ask you, Bill, buy or sell, you view Clowney as a bust?
Buy.
Buy.
I'm not sure if that is a fair view, Tom, but that is the view that I have. Let me ask you this question. Do you think you could accurately guess with no hesitation? Just, I want you to give me the number that first comes to your mind. You ready? How many teams has Clowney played for? Go. Including this team.
This is 6.
Oh, you already knew.
I added in the question.
Did I miss it? I'm currently trying to answer a Timberwolves question while doing this radio show.
Yes, 6.
Hey, Tom.
Now in 11 seasons.
Tom, what do you think about Jadeveon Clowney? Are we going to bring him up on the show? And I'm out.
That's what you should do on HQ when they ask you.
Am I off today? You and I are a day and a half from vacation.
And it feels like it's 2 years away.
It does. It does. It does. I mean, the guy is still, by the way, he can still be a difference maker. He's a Rascalian. He's just hard to, he is not necessarily Mr. Reliable. Who is more reliable? No context allowed. Jadeveon Clowney or Draymond Green?
I think I still got to go Draymond.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
50% the problem, but as you said, and he's also 50% the solution.
You're not 100% the solution. You're 4% the problem. What?
All right, Bill. Let's stay in the NFL here. Reigning Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels participated in LSU's Pro Day yesterday to positive reviews. Buy or sell that if and when your Bears take Caleb Williams number one, you're convinced the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels number two.
Have you followed this elbow thing he's got, by the way?
A little bit. A little
not
bit.
Not a big deal. Just a... as I understand it, from perusing the internets. Bye. I think,
bye.
Look, it's a cop-out answer, but it's also the right answer. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what another radio host thinks. It matters what the evaluators within the Washington Commanders think about Jaden Daniels. But the overall consensus is that he is the second most talented quarterback in the draft, and that means the odds are the Commanders are aligned. I'll say this. I say this all the time. Groupthink is no think, and it doesn't work out a lot of the time. The Commanders are owned They have a new ownership group. They have a new. They really have a new structure in general. And it's hard to make any evaluations or have any confidence one way or another to what degree we think they operate independently and on their own. Do you know who operates independently on their own really effectively? The Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's a team that made an assessment on Mahomes, and it was right because they and that was not the consensus. So, yes, I think that's likely, but it's hard to know because I don't have a good sense of the Commanders front office. There's no history really to evaluate their ability to get these things right or wrong.
All right, Bill, hoopier than thou. After losing to the Spurs, a.k.a. the worst team in the Western Conference on Monday, the Phoenix Suns bounced back last night with a win over the Nuggets, the best team in the Western Conference. Durant, Booker, and Beal all played in both of those games this week. Buy or sell the Suns' last two games are an accurate summation of their season thus far.
See, I like it. It's a great question, but it's definitely a Tom question because what you're pointing out is that they got beat by the Wemby-free Spurs in a humiliation, and they beat the best team in basketball in a sort of a surprising game. So your premise is those two games showcase the breadth, the depths, the heights and lows to which they can vary. Bye. Great question.
Bye.
Great premise.
Can't tell if that's sarcastic.
I want to call the segment buy or desell, but I won't. Buy or desell.
See, I was on the fence whether you were being sarcastic, but now I know you were.
I'm not being sarcastic. You do this a lot. I just think it's a really good question. Or at least I think you got this one right. It's a great premise. Yes. This one.
You do this a lot. 99% of the time I hate it, but this time it actually worked.
The Suns are really perplexing. Because they do have Kevin Durant. And by the way, it's not like Booker and Beal were amazing in that game. They play good defense, which is rare. And, I mean, also no Jamal Murray for Denver is a pretty significant factor for the Nuggets. But, yes, I think the Spurs are an interesting basketball team, and that can be in ways that are good and bad. And they are. I think they will be in the days ahead. In the days ahead.
We're back to singing. It's always back to singing.
We're back.
Speaking of being back, we'll get to that in the second half of this question. The 76ers lost to the Clippers by a single point last night in a controversial ending where the refs have already admitted a missed call that potentially cost Philly the game. However, Bill, some good news for Sixers fans. Head coach Nick Nurse said yesterday that Joel Embiid is likely to return before the end of the regular season. Embiid, as you know, has not played since January 30th, almost 2 full months, because of knee injuries. The 76ers right now are the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Bill, buy or sell, Joel Embiid can save Philly's season.
Buy, I think he can.
Buy.
This is a point of some contention on the NBA podcast. When, let me think here, when Adrian Griffin got fired, so end of January, the Philadelphia 76ers had the best offensive rating in the NBA. They're the best team in the NBA. Net rating, excuse me. By that sort of standard. Embiid was putting up 50 and 70-point games. The East is strangely open. The Bucks may be good enough, but obviously on this show we are Doc Rivers. I am a Doc Rivers doubter. I really like the Knicks, but they have two things going against them. Their injuries and the fact that they are the Knicks. The Magics and the Cavs are very unproven in the postseason, and Donovan Mitchell has injury issues. You just go down the list. I even think the Celtics are really potentially vulnerable for a team that dominant on the face of it. So I think not only are the Sixers potentially markedly amazing and markedly improved, if Embiid comes back, I don't think that it's the same gauntlet you're going to have to face, say, in the Western Conference or in past years in the East. Yes. Yes, I think it's a long shot, but it's not an impossibility. And the fact that he's coming back before the play-in, I think, is really good news for them.
All right, Bill, as we've discussed, the Houston Rockets are just one game behind the Warriors for the final play-in spot in the West with 10 games to play. And oh, by the way, they play each other head-to-head next Thursday in Houston. Well, Rockets forward Tari Eason, who, by the way, is out for the season, has not played since New Year's Day, had this to say on social media last night.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah, just like that.
Bill, buy or sell, this was a wise move by the 22-year-old Eason.
He should have eased into that one. Sell.
Sell.
He should have eased into that one.
Buy.
Yeah, there you go. Look at you all happy.
Not a smart move to poke the bear in Steph Curry.
And by the way, he's not just poking the bear. He is relieving himself in the woods upon the bear. He is doing whatever one might do to poke the bear in the most humiliating way possible.
In all seriousness, does anybody from the organization reach out to him? No,
yeah.
Just to say, like, what are you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, dumbass, don't do that.
Yeah, like, we're trying to be the 10 seed. Like, we're not some juggernaut here.
I mean, do you know what it reminds me of? It is so eerily similar to the Memphis Grizzlies with the Warriors and the Lakers. Young, up-and-coming team, very promising. Obviously, the Rockets are going to be good in the years ahead. But, bro, don't poke the bear. And, by the way, they have a game against each other coming up.
1 week from today in Houston.
Did you know that in your question, too?
I did.
I'm really tuning you out, aren't I?
It's probably more a reflection of me.
Did you know that a guy from the Rockets called out the Warriors yesterday, Tom?
All right, I'm getting to the last question here before this gets ugly. All right, Bill. Yesterday, NCAA President Charlie Baker, he called for a ban on college prop bets in states with legalized sports gambling. Baker said in a statement, quote, "Sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity and competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets," end quote. Bill, buy or sell, you agree with NCAA President Charlie Baker?
I mean, okay, I buy that I agree.
Buy.
I would also be willing to agree that jaywalking is bad and that people shouldn't be meanie faces and that, I don't know, Tom should give directions to nuns that ask them in the streets of New York City when they're lost or whatever else would make the world a better place. But reality is reality, and that these things are not going away. These betting, there's a lot of money that the casinos and the books and the online brokerage houses make. A lot of money through prop bets. It ain't going away.
People are really going to believe that I ignored a nun.
Yes, they are.
That didn't happen.
I actually was going to ask you, did I make that up? And was it real? Because I had forgotten.
That never happened and would never happen.
What's going to be amazing is in, I don't know, 19 months, hopefully we're still working together, when a nun comes up to you on the streets of New York. "Excuse me, I'm from Iowa, and I just, do you know how to get to the subway?" Hold on, I'm going to finish. And in your mind, or maybe in the minds of people who might be watching, the Curb Your Enthusiasm song is going to play. And you are going to, you're going to freeze, and you're going to realize who you are, and you're going to just turn and walk the other way. Don't be late. You're just going to turn and walk the other way.
Come on, man.
And Sister Agatha is going to stare at you and think to herself, "I'll pray for him."
When's the last time you've seen a nun out on the street?
I mean, so I grew up in I'm Catholic, and I grew up in a town with a lot of Catholic churches, and there were nuns everywhere. So at least 20 years ago, 20, longer than that. When's the last time I think I saw a nun on the street in the last year, out in the world? Does it count if I go to a church?
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
No.
"Excuse me, yes, sister. Do you know where the restroom is here in the church?" And then just turn and walk away with that. You're Catholic too, right?
I am, and I went to Catholic school as well.
Me too. Did you have a bad experience with a nun? Is that why you won't give them directions?
that didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
I got confused again. Won't make eye contact? If you're on a train, and you're coming in on a packed train, you're coming in from Jersey, the drudgery of the commute, and everyone's quiet and angry, and there's a nun across from you, and she looks up and she says, "Hi, how's your day going? What's happening?"
I will acknowledge her.
Do you like trains? I'm Sister Agatha.
I will not be the first one to engage in conversation. If somebody starts one with me, yes, I will respond.
I don't believe that. We know that's not true. You don't respond. That's the point.
No. These people who have asked me for directions in the past, I've always responded, but I always say the same thing. I don't know, and I keep
asking. Oh, that's right. You lie. So you're going to tell Sister Agatha, I don't know, and you're going to keep it moving.
Right. She'll ask somebody else.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot it's even worse. You lie. You're a liar.
That's not worse.
You're a liar. No, I'm not from here. First time in New York. Is the pizza good? You're a great guy, Tommy. Oh, my God. All right, let's talk some March Madness on the show after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Andrew Bogus.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. It is Writer Than You here on CBS Sports Radio. Bill Ryder with you. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now, it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. When I was a kid, we would do road trips, but I wouldn't necessarily... I mean, I didn't mind the road trips. My mom and dad would just... My dad in particular would just be so into, like, the car. Like, why are you excited about being in the car for 8 hours? And, you know, it's the great American narrative, right? The great American saga of Chevy Chase and his family driving across America or whatever movie. Dude, you and I are both on vacation next week, Tom. I am driving all over California. I am so excited to just be in the car drive. Is that weird? What happened? What happened?
It's a little weird, but I don't know if I've told you this. I told you I'm going away next week, but we are driving
to
South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why? Same reason.
No, I'm not looking forward to it, unlike you.
You're not?
No, not at all. It's a long drive.
Maybe just fly in the little... Oh, wait. No, Will still too. You still get free lap. He can fly for free for another few months.
We're not flying.
I understand why. What is going on? What's the reason? What are you thinking?
We're going to see my parents. And we're going to be there for a week. So our thought process was we bring a lot of stuff that the little dude needs for the week. It'll make the week go by easier for him.
I obviously don't remember this, but when I was, I believe, Will's age, two and a half, almost three, my parents, before my brother was born, took me on a road trip, like you guys are doing, to visit family, like you're doing. And apparently, I screamed without a break for 40 straight hours.
This is my nightmare.
It's coming, you know.
My nightmare.
You get on a plane, it soothes him. If it goes badly, 3 hours later, you're off the plane. There's a lot of stimulation, right? You're in the airport. There's things going on. What's happening? There's an announcement. He's looking around. Look, real talk with you. Say the quiet part out loud. That's what you made a huge tactic. Potentially, you made a huge tactical error in judgment.
I will say, going to Chicago over the summer last year, that was not fun flying with him. But to your point, it was a lot shorter. It was not
How
fun.
Was he on the flight? Was he good?
He was okay. He wasn't great. He was okay.
My guy Brad Underwood, by the way, doing some stuff in Illinois. That's my dude.
They're making
a run. Against Iowa State. I'm not sure who to root for. I'm not an Iowa State guy, but I'm from the state.
I was going to say, you can't root for Iowa and Iowa State.
No, I can't, but I can root for my... I'm going to go... I like Illinois. I like the way they play, too. That's a good team. Do you want to go UConn over San Diego State? Or do you have UConn all the way, right? You're the chalk guy?
I do. We got a lot of chalk thus far in the tournament.
I'm going to go Duke over Houston, though.
We have every one and every two seed advancing to the Sweet 16.
It's dumb.
I can tell you're a big fan of chalk.
I'm not big. Chalk is a dumb term, too.
What's wrong with chalk?
What does it mean?
I'm not sure.
Right. What's right with chalk? Let me ask you that.
I'm also not sure.
Yeah. Houston, Duke. Give me Duke. NC State, Marquette. I mean, yeah, this is... Purdue against the Zags. I would love to. We have somebody on the radio who thought Purdue should that Matt Painter should be fired if Purdue didn't win the national championship and then that exact team turn around and go compete and win the pickleball championship just for fun like 4 weeks later? Are we past he's good, right? Made the Sweet 16. If you lose to the Zags, you're fine?
I think we're good. He's been fine in my book for a while. I think we're good.
Great. By the way, you're right about the chalk thing, and it's interesting. NIL and even the expansion of scholarships many years ago was supposed to, and did before NIL, create a lot of parity in college basketball that goes unnoticed because people don't pay that much attention in the details, in the weeds. And it's certainly supposed to be noticeable, and it had been in upsets. That's where upsets come from. They're not as big of an upset as you might think because an 11 or a 12 seed, the gulf between them and a 2 or 3 or 1 or 5 or whatever in the last 3 years was not the same as maybe the last 30 years prior. It is all chalk. It is so much chalk. I mean, you almost have straight chalk. Baylor went down to Clemson, right? So I am bummed that it wasn't Baylor, by the way, because Henry could have met Scott Drew, who's a great guy. I find it to be kind of not as interesting.
That's what happens with chalk. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not as into this tourney this year as I've ever been. And, like, I don't know what's ever going to change that again.
Yeah, but you are, what does your wife call you? What is your nickname from your beloved?
That would be Eeyore.
That's very funny. I guess I'll watch the tournament. I suppose it's opening day. There's all kinds of afternoon games. What are you talking about? Every game today is on at 4 o'clock your time.
Yeah, that's not
every
afternoon.
Game.
That's not
yes,
afternoon.
It is. It's an afternoon game.
No. That's yes. Not afternoon. They're not going to end until 7 o'clock.
This is a shocking thing that I'm going to talk about time. One thing can begin in the afternoon and end in the evening, especially things that last 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
Therefore, it's an evening game.
It's not. It is when the first pitch is the designator.
I'm going by the ending.
You know, yeah, you're going by being wrong. It's okay. You can just you can get there.
Oh, that too.
All right, I'm adopting Illinois. That's my team now. Go fight in Illini. I hate Illinois usually too, but I like Brad. Brad Underwood's a good guy. Go fight in Illini.
Adopting a team when we're already in the Sweet 16. That sounds like something I would do.
It's a hedge. It's a straight hedge.
Have you decided which way going to push Henry in terms of fandom tonight?
You had trouble getting that one out, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't know what word I wanted to
use
there.
To me a lot on this show, as we know from the rejoins that you so kindly play. No, I'm going to just kind of let it take on a life of its own. If it was Baylor, we would have gone, see, I couldn't do it. If it was Baylor? Sailor? Tinker? Soldier? What's that movie? Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy? That's what it is. I would go Baylor. I'm going to let him just kind of find it. You know what? Whoever wins. The winner wins my child's heart, I bet, is my guess.
Not a bad rule of thumb.
That's kind of how I'm going. What are you more excited about? Watching opening day today or watching college basketball? I am more excited opening day.
College basketball.
See that? You hate baseball.
I'm not into opening day.
If you're not into opening day, you're not into day 38
or
52.
Yeah, because there's 162 of these things.
Who's your team? Who do you root for?
The Mets.
Miami?
Sure.
Are you a Mets fan?
Yeah, I grew up a Mets fan.
So you're not even a baseball fan anymore.
It's lost me. The whole sport has lost me.
What sports do you rank your top 3 or 4 sports?
College football, far and away, number 1.
Okay.
NFL, number 2. There's a gap there, though. NFL, number 2.
All right.
NBA, number 3.
What's your weirdest sport you really enjoy?
Weirdest sport that I enjoy?
Yeah. Bowling, pickleball, tennis, golf. Weird, maybe like niche is the word. You know?
Whenever there is a mini golf tournament on TV, I'm locked in.
There are mini golf tournaments?
Yeah. For money. Big money.
Lori beat me in mini golf on an early date, and I made her play another 18. I was so mad. I think she beat me again. I love my wife. She is not an athlete, but she can mini golf like them. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. What's your wife's secret skill? Other than putting up with you.
Come on.
That was harsh. You got 10 seconds. Give me a secret skill or that's the one.
I don't know. Singing.
I mean, that's also my wife's secret skill. Keeping up with me and mini golf. Wait, your wife can sing? Better than me?
Nobody sings better than you.
Ever so slightly. I'm Bill Ryder. The show is Ryder Than You. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a day. See you tomorrow on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.